Padres and the Red Hot Braves. Atlanta seeks their fifth straight win. Freddie Freeman kissing babies pregame, hitting long balls in game. He faces Jared Weaver, bottom three.
High fly, deep to right center field. Back is Margot, looking up. She's gone! Freddie Freeman with a two-run towering shot to right. And the Braves lead it 3-1. And a ball low. Garcia falls behind 3-1. He has walked three in the game. Has allowed the Padres only four hits. Hit hard to left and deep. That one's got a chance to get out of here. And it is gone into the first row. Close to the 375 mark. And that's the first career home run for Cordoba. Keep it simple, stupid.
Great philosophy.
Runner goes on the 3-2, and it's hit in the air to right, dangerously deep. Markakis looking up. That ball is out of here. And the Padres have just taken the lead on an opposite field two-run home run by Austin Hedges. 1-2 pitch. Hit in the air and hit well. Left center field. Margo back at the wall. Gone! He's done it again. Freddie Freeman with his second home run, his fourth extra base hit, and we are tied at four apiece. And the pitch to Swanson. Swing a line drive left field. That's a base hit. Braves win. Dansby Swanson. And they are trying to find him in Mobbin. The Braves have walked it off for the first time ever at SunTrust Park on a two-out, two-strike single to left for Dansby Swanson with the bases loaded.
Dansby Swanson's first career walk-off hit lifts the Braves to a 5-4 win. It's their fifth win in a row. They've also won eight straight against the Padres dating back to last season. Nick Markakis, however, 0 for 4, 2 Ks. That snaps his hitting streak at 10 games. Here is the Braves skipper.
Real good. You know, when you come out on top, it's, I guess, an understatement. That was great. It was great to see the guys fight back and, you know, kind of never missed a beat after we lost a lead. And, you know, Free has a huge night. You know, happy for Dansby. I mean, he's been hitting some balls right on the button and just not getting anything for it, but he just keeps grinding away and putting good at-bats up. So that was nice for him to feel that.
Dansby's been fighting a little bit to start the year. You think that's the kind of hit that can really get him going?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of hit, game, all of the above. I mean, but say he didn't swing the bat bad. It's just, you know, the results aren't probably what he wants, but – you know, he popped that first ball. He squared it up really good. So, you know, it's nice for him to, you know, come up big right there.
Knowing Dansby's personality, his mindset, he's the kind of guy you maybe expected to come through right there.
Yeah. I mean, I felt good. You know, I didn't figure they'd walk Ender. But I felt good right there in that situation. I mean, I have a good feeling every time he comes up there, really. It was clutch, literally.
Well, the guys keep talking about each other. It seems like you have really good chemistry going right now, everybody picking each other up.
Well, I think we have all spring, really. I think it's a good group of guys. They like to play. They work hard. They enjoy the game. You know, they're here early. They're always working at their craft, and it's a good group of guys in there.
Notice the difference, SunTrust Park. Crowd's just going crazy.
Yeah, that's neat. You know, it's we've had some, you know, really good ball games and great weather and a beautiful – venue like this, so that's neat. It's the guys feed off that too. I mean, they're coming out in droves, and these guys appreciate it and enjoy playing in front of that.
You talked all spring about how Freddie looked dialed in basically from day one, but to see him go the opposite way, that's got to be a good
thing. It's like he's gonna like this park. I mean, he's just been swinging the bat so good since day one. I mean, he's an elite hitter. Mm-hmm. You know, he's an elite hitter.
Jaime looked good tonight.
Yeah, he did. He looked real good. I mean, I know, you know, the ball was really moving. I mean, he's hard to get a hold of. And you know, he did a really good job of keeping the game in check. And you know, vi- or uh, Jose came in, did a great job getting us through the seventh, and it was a good, real good start for him.
He's been 12 homers in his place in the four games. I know it's still early, but is it kind of leaning towards being a hitter's part?
Yeah, I think we've probably established that, you know, a while ago. I'm just seeing the way some balls are carrying, especially opposite field, both sides, and that's okay. I mean, you got to hit it. I mean, I didn't think the two-run homer probably was an out at the other place, but. You know, it's just one of them things, and the ball seems to travel pretty good, and, you know, we just got to be aware of that, and hopefully it aids us more than the other guys.
You've seen Freddie have some of these big games.
Yeah.
Maybe this one's even better than some, but it probably doesn't amaze you anymore.
It doesn't anymore. No, it's almost like I'm getting used to it. I mean, the guy is, like I say, you know, he's such a good hitter, and the swing is just so short and calm. You know, everything is just so simple. Yeah, it's simple. It's not simple. It's hitting's really hard. I mean, he makes it look really easy. He's just a really, really good hitter. It's really fun to watch.
The Padres return home to host the Diamondbacks on Tuesday. The Braves continue their homestand against the Nationals.